In Radhakund, there's a sitting place for Lord Nityananda. Just when you come around Radhakund and you're about to come out the other side, on the left-hand side, you can go in this little gateway. Practically, only Bengalis go in there. And when we were going around, Bhakta Jonathan and I and some other devotees were going around, we'd bring this prayer with us, and we'd go and we'd sit in that little place. They've built it up now, and there's a little shrine to Lord Nityananda there, and it's really beautiful. It has a crocodile on it. You know, Lord Nityananda, during the monsoon season when the Ganges was swelling and hissing, he would jump in, much to the dismay of all the devotees. He would jump in the water and start swimming around with the crocodiles. And everyone would be screaming, "Get out, get out." And he was an avaduta, so he would do wild things like this in ecstatic love for God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would send out all his devotees to go door to door. And then he'd ask them to come back in the evening and report how they had done. This was his method. Everyone would go out, they would distribute the holy name to as many people as they could, and then they would come back and they would report it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the end of the day. It's like military or something. And so we have the same process here. We've just completed the monthly Sankirtan Festival of Unlimited Compassion in honor of Lord Nityananda. And tonight we're going to offer the results to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, to Srila Prabhupada, to our beloved Shishi Radhamanan Mohan, of course to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to Shishi Lakshmi Nrisingadev. And Rakshit Jariwala Prabhu has prepared an offering, not just for the current festival that we're just finishing today, the monthly Sankirtan Festival for Lord Nityananda. He'll announce that, but also the cumulative results for the whole year. He'll offer that tonight for Lord Nityananda's appearance day. So what we're going to do now is we'll stand up and we'll put all the asans back in the corner so we have plenty of room to dance. And we'll stand around Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasana and the altar. And then the voice of ISV, Rakshit Jariwala, will offer the results to their lordships, and then we'll have a kirtan, and we do encourage everyone to dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually organized his devotees and had parties of dancers. Some were singing, some were dancing, some were playing drums. And when you dance, and you notice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you see Nitai and Gauranga, they have their arms in their air. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Normally, Krishna comes when Narayan appears. He has weapons in his hand and things. Mahaprabhu has nothing, just his arms in the air. And when you dance with your arms in the air, it's like if you have change in your pocket and you jump up and down, it'll all come flying out. So similarly, any anartas means any kind of hindrance to devotional service that I may have as a residual effect of living in the material world for millions and millions of lifetimes. When I raise my arms in the air and I chant Hare Krishna and I jump up and down like this, just like change, it'll all come flying out of your pocket. So this is part of the yoga for the age. In fact, Satyadeva Prabhu in Japan, he teaches a class called, was it dynamic meditation or something? He really tricks them into it. Come in for dynamic meditation. They get in there. Okay, put your arms in the air. Hare Krishna. That really is dynamic. So, but that's the process. We do chanting, dancing, and feasting. So don't just do chanting and feasting and miss the dancing part. So everyone has permission to dance. Raise your arms in the air if you like, and dance and move, because it's a way of expressing yourself in joy. In the spiritual world, everyone dances because they're so happy. And when we chant Hare Krishna too, that happiness will swell up in our hearts, and it becomes even more pronounced when you raise your arms in the air and you chant. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Jai.
Go Premanande Haribo.